You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
What kind of content should I use on my church website? What kind of pages do we need to have? In this video, we're going to talk about the 7 pages that every church website needs to have, and we're also going to talk about the content on each of those pages. Okay, let's get into it. Hey everybody, I'm Joshua Riggs. I'm the creator of worshipresources.church. We help you discover and learn how to use quality resources to make your church better. If you haven't yet, I hope that you will like this video and subscribe to this channel so you don't miss any of the new content we produce. This is the 3rd video in a 6-part video series all about church websites. So if you missed the first 2, I hope you'll go back and watch those and subscribe to this channel so you don't miss the next videos coming up. In this video, we're going to talk about the content on your church website. What should you include? What pages, what content should you have on your church website? Okay, the first page is, of course, the home page. The home page is the first page that people see when they visit your site. Now, this home page should be geared towards first-time guests. And that's what I want you to think about as it relates to your entire church website, is to communicate to first-time guests. So you need to ask yourself, what questions do we need to answer that first-time guests are asking? What questions do we need to answer on our church website that first-time guests are asking? And especially on your homepage, this should be geared towards first-time guests. So it's not geared towards your current members, your current attenders. It's people who don't know anything about your church. You want to communicate who you are and what you offer as a church. So one of the main things that you need, not just on your homepage, but on every page, is pictures of your church family, real pictures of real people in your church enjoying the life of your church. Nobody goes to your website to see what the outside of your building looks like. Some of you are like, oh, we have the church building. And I get it, it's the church, so you show a picture of the church, but really the church is the body of Christ. You should show a picture of the body of Christ. So show pictures of real people in your church enjoying the life of your church. You don't need the outside of your building on your home page, okay? You also want to include really clear copy. Copy is the text on your website. Really clear language. So you want to consider like a third grader. Can a third grader understand what we're saying? So don't use insider language. Don't use acronyms. Just clearly communicate who you are and what you offer. Now, you also, of course, want to include your service times and location. I hope this is a no-brainer for you, but above the fold, before anybody has to scroll, you want to include those service times. What time do you meet and your location? And a little tip, if you have your address on your website, and you should, make sure that address is linked to Google Maps so that somebody can quickly click on that address and get directions to your church. Because hopefully they're looking on their phone for a church, they come across your website, and they say, oh, they have a service at 10 o'clock, they click on your address, and boom, they can start heading to your church. Also on the homepage, you want to include what do you offer for kids. So let people know what you offer as part of kids ministry. Now, you're going to have another page for kids and students that we'll talk about in just a minute. But this is like a brief synopsis of what you offer for kids. Make sure you include that on the homepage. And in general, you want to include what can people expect if they come. So if I'm a guest at your church, what can I expect? What's the service like? How long is it going to be? What is the music like? How long is the sermon? What kind of sermons does the pastor preach? Is he exegetical or topical? Does he preach on series? Does he preach through a book of the Bible? Communicate these types of things so that a first-time guest can have their questions answered before they walk into your door. Okay, so that's the home page. The second page is your about page. Now, even though the about page is about you as a church, it should still be geared towards first-time guests, helping to answer questions that first-time guests have. Some of the things that you need to include on your about page are your mission and vision. What's your purpose? What are you here for? What do you hope to achieve? What do you hope to accomplish? What is your mission and vision? You also want to include the history of the church. Now, this doesn't have to be 14 paragraphs of text. In fact, I don't recommend that at all. Maybe it's just a quick video explaining the history, but you want to include the history of the church, how old the church is, how long it's been a part of the community, that sort of thing. You also may want to include your denominational affiliation. So if you're a part of a denomination, you would include that in your about page so that somebody looking can understand the denomination that you're a part of, but also the theology, your doctrine, that sort of thing. Very closely related to that is what you believe. Like, include what you, these are the things that we believe, these are the things that we teach, these are the core principles that we abide by. You want to include that on your about page. Another thing you can include is how you serve your community. How do you reach out to your community? How do you serve them and bless them? So this could be your association with a local food pantry, or how you serve the local schools in your area. However you serve your community, include that on your about page. That's great information for guests to know. Another thing for your about page is your missions emphasis, and this can be closely related to your outreach, but maybe even broader for your global missions, like missionaries that you support, or how you're involved in local missions as well as global missions. Include that in your about page. And then the last two things for your about page, again, you want to mention your service times and location. Make sure that's clear, service times and location, and then your contact information. How can somebody contact you if they want to? So this would be, of course, your address, your church phone number, your church generic email address. I would use a generic email address, and I recommend hello at your church website, or you can use info at your church website, but a generic email, as well as your social media channels. So if your church is on Facebook or Instagram, include those in your about page so people can contact you. Okay, the next page is your staff page. So you have your home page, your about page, and now we're going to focus on the staff page. Even if you only have one staff member, your senior pastor, you still want to have a great staff page. In fact, the staff page is often the second or third most visited page of all church websites, because people want to know who the pastor is, who the staff are, what they're like, and they want to find out about who is leading them. So on the staff page, you want to include great pictures. Notice I said pictures of your staff. So especially your senior pastor, I would include a standard headshot, but also a picture of maybe his family or him in his study or him preaching, something that people can see who he is as a person. Use pictures of the pastor and every staff member. You also want to include a great bio, like who the pastor is, how long he's been at the church, tell about his family, tell about his hobby, tell about his interest. You don't have to get too detailed in this, but people want to know who their pastor is or who the person is that is leading them. And so you want to include a great bio for each of your staff members. You also should include contact information for your staff members. Now, this depends on the size of your church. If you're a larger church, you may not want to have your pastor's personal email address on there. Maybe you have an admin's email. I get that. But one tip that I would encourage you is not to put the actual email address in text form. So don't put pastorjim@gracechurch.com. Instead, just put email Pastor Jim and then link to his email. That will help to reduce the spam that you get occasionally. So just put email pastor so-and-so or email staff so-and-so and then link to their email address. And then also include their social media handles. If they are okay with this, double check with their staff about this, but their Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, that sort of thing. Include their social media handles so people can get connected with them that way. Okay, so we have the homepage, about page, staff page. The next page, and actually it really should be two pages, are your kids and students pages. Kids and students. What do you offer for kids? And for a lot of churches, that's like fifth grade and under. And then what do you offer for students, 6th through 12th grade? So you want to include pages for them. And again, don't forget the pictures. You want to use real pictures of real people in your church enjoying the life of your church. Now, if you're using a picture of someone who's 18 or under, be sure to get permission from their parents to show that picture on your website. Be sure you have permission before you post that picture. But you want to include real pictures of real people, real kids and students enjoying the life of your church. On these kids and student pages, you also want to include what you offer for kids. Like, what do you have on Sunday mornings or Wednesday nights or throughout the week? What do you offer for kids? You want to include the times that you have those services available. So if you have kids ministry on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., make sure you communicate that, what you offer, as well as the times. You also want to include what can your kids expect. Now, remember, you're communicating to parents. You're not communicating to the kids. So you want to communicate what your kids can expect if they come to be a part of your church. What is it like to be a part of kids ministry or student ministry at your church? As best you can, using pictures and copy, communicate that to people who visit your website. You also want to include nursery. What are the ages for nursery? Do you have nursery available? Make sure to include that. And also communicate what kids are going to learn. It's like, what are kids going to learn if they're part of your church? If you're using D6 curriculum or Awana or some other type of curriculum, let the parents know what kind of curriculum you are teaching, what your kids are going to learn from week to week. Okay, and the last thing to communicate on the kids and student pages, and this might be the most important, and again, remember you're communicating to parents, and that is you want to communicate that your kids' ministry, your student ministry, is safe, clean, and fun. Safe, clean, and fun. Now, if those three things are not true, don't put it on your website. Fix it first and then put it on your website. But hopefully they are true. You should have a safe environment for your kids and students. The parents want to know if their kids are going to be safe. In 2022, you need to have a safe kids ministry. Make it secure, make it safe, and communicate that on your website. It also needs to be clean. Like, you need to regularly clean the areas, sanitize all the high touch spots. Make sure you communicate that the facilities that kids come to are going to be clean, and also that they're fun. Make sure that they know that it's going to be fun. It's okay to have fun at church. Parents want to know that. Is this going to be boring? Are my kids going to hate it? No, your kids are going to love it. We're going to teach the Bible to them. They're going to learn something from the Bible that they can apply to their lives. They're going to have fun. It's in a clean environment, and they're going to be safe. Communicate those three things on your kids and student ministry pages. Okay, three pages left. The next page is your sermons page. Now, this may or may not be needed depending on your church's ability to record your sermons. Most churches now, because of the pandemic, most churches have learned how to record or live stream. And so I don't recommend putting the music of the service on your church website. I would leave that to your live streaming platforms, probably Facebook or YouTube. But on your church website, I would include the sermon. Audio is good, video is better. So if you have video, include the video of the sermons. And this is something that will have to be updated regularly. So you need to have somebody that's committed to it. And we're going to talk about that in the next video. But sermons will be helpful for first-time guests to understand what it's like to be a part of your church. So have the sermons online so people can know how the preacher is. Does he preach for an hour? Does he preach for 25 minutes? Is he topical? Does he preach exegetically? If you have those sermons online, that answers a lot of questions and will help people make an informed decision about visiting your church in person. Having your sermons online also allows for your members. We've been talking about guests this whole time, but your members can visit your site to catch up on a sermon maybe they missed, or to go back and listen to a sermon if they want to. Now, one caveat to posting your sermons online, if the quality is not good, and I don't mean the content, but like the audio or video quality is not good, then I would wait. I would hold off. Don't put those online until you can improve the quality first. I'm not saying it has to be, you know, perfect, but if it's scratchy audio or the video's grainy, that doesn't represent who you are as a church very well. So I would hold off. Don't put the sermons online until you can get that fixed. And then once that's fixed, you can start posting your sermons on your sermon page. Okay, the next page is your events page. Now, this page is not absolutely required, and I'll mention why in just a minute. But the events page is going to be where you're going to post all of your major events. Not every single tiny event, but all the major events of your church. So Easter, Christmas, fall festival, VBS, summer camp, things that a lot of people or most people can come or be a part of, you can post those on your events page. Now, it's okay to post every event, but remember, we're thinking through the lens of a first-time guest. I want to encourage you to highlight the major events. Highlight those big events that you want everybody to be a part of, or the majority of the church can be a part of. You want to highlight those on your events page. Now, if you don't have someone who's willing to keep the events page updated, then don't have an events page, because it speaks very poorly of you as a church when somebody logs in and it's December and the first thing they see is your advertising for your Easter services from last year. Make sure that your information on your website is current, is updated, and you're going to have somebody that's willing to do that. We'll talk about that in the next video, but make sure you keep your events page updated. Okay, the last page, and if you're a senior pastor watching this, I know what you're thinking. What about the giving page? Yes, you need to have a giving page on your website. Not just a link, you do need that, not just a link to give, but also a page that describes how to give, like what are the ways that people can give to your church, but also why they should give. So on this page, you want to include your mission and your vision, your ministry outreaches, your missionary partners. Include all that information so that if I'm going to give to your church, I know what I'm giving to. Yes, of course, giving helps to keep the maintenance of the church as well as pay the staff's salary. But it's more than that. What are people giving to when they give to your church? What is your mission? What is your vision? How are you advancing the gospel, advancing the cause of Christ in your local community and around the world? Communicate that on your church website so that people know what they're giving to when they give. And of course, make it very simple to give. In 2022, if you don't have an online giving system, a place where somebody can give online, you need to do that right away. Like, this should be your first priority. Have a way so people can give quickly and securely online to your church. Okay, so the seven pages, I guess technically it's eight, are the home page, the about page, the staff page, kids and students, and then you've got your sermons page, may or may not need that, your events page, may or may not need that, and then your giving page, you definitely want that one. Those are the pages, that's the content that every church website should have. In the next video, we're going to talk about maintaining your website. Who should maintain it? How should you maintain it? How long should you expect to spend to keep your website updated and fresh each week? We're going to talk about that in the next video. So don't forget to like this video and subscribe to this channel so you don't miss the next video. We'll see you then.